Purim Tavshin Pei Dalet. I want to share with you three thoughts on the upcoming Yom Tov of Purim. Three short ideas, divrei chizik, words of inspiration for the upcoming Yom Tov. The pasuk in the Megillah says, "V'yomer Haman haMelech Achashverosh." Haman tells King Achashverosh, "Yesh noi am echa." There is one nation, mefuzer umefarid bein ha'amim, scattered out. Haman is saying his kitzurig on Klal Yisrael. Yesh noi am echa. Zuck the Medrash, Yeshnoi. Why does it say Yeshnoi? It should say Yesh. Yesh am Echad. Yeshnoi is a lashon of Yashin, a lashon of sleeping. Zuck the Medrash, Oisei Shenemer Boy Hashem Echad. That who it says about Hashem Echad, am Echad, the Eibishter. Yashin Loi Me'ama. He's sleeping from his nation. Haman was telling Achashverosh, Kavayachal Hashem, as time goes along, he gets weaker and he goes to sleep, and maybe his ahava for Klal Yisrael is not the same as it used to be. Let's go and try to destroy them. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Ein Lefonei Sheina. I don't go to sleep ever. Hadahu Dechsiv. Hini Lo Yonav Lo Yishon Shomi Yisrael. The Shomi Yisrael, which is Hashem, never goes to sleep. Va'ata Amarta Yesh Lefonei Sheina, and you, Haman, are saying that I do go to sleep. I'm going to awaken up like a person awakening from a slumber, full of energy and strong, and destroy Haman and erase him from the world. Haman says that the Eibusher is sleeping, and Hashem said, I never go to sleep. Where does this come from? This ahava that Hashem has for us, he never goes to sleep, he's always watching over us. There's a beautiful Sfas Emes. In the end of Parshas Pekudei, Tafresh Nun Dalet, he says, "V'shem the Chedushi Arim." He says, "The Mishkan Ha'edus." Rashi said, "Mishkan Ha'edus, Edus Shavitul Ha'Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Ha'Egel." The Mishkan was testimony that Hashem forgave us for the Ma'aseh Ha'Egel. Zok the Chedushi Arim. The pasuk says, "When we gave in the davis for the Mishkan, there was daiva hoiser. There was enough and extra. What did we do with the extra? What was the point of the extra?" Zok the Chedushi Arim. The extra money did not go towards the binyan Hamishkan. Im Kain, Nishra Zeha Moisel Adaris. It lasted for generations. Afilu Kisha Ein Mikdash, even when there's no Mikdash. Zog the Chedushi Arim. The money, which represents the Divas Halev and the Ruts and the goodwill of Klal Yisrael, the Ahava that we have to Hashem. So the money that went into the Mishkan, that was there as long as the Mishkan was there. As long as the physical structure was represented, the Ahava that we had to Hashem was there. So the Ruts was there, our Ahava was there. But the extra money that did not go into anything physical, it stayed separate, it was hoiser. That lasts forever. That's symbolic of our Ratzon and Adivas Halev, our goodwill, our Ahav, our love for Hashem, even when there is no Mishkan, even when there is no Mikdash. It's Ahav she'ein l'tluya b'davar. Ahav she'tluya b'davar, when the Mikdash was there, as long as it's there, so you have that Ahava. But Ahav she'ein l'tluya b'davar, the daiva hoiser, the extra money, that extra money represents Ahav she'ein l'tluya b'davar. It's just there, it wasn't put into anything physical. And that lasts forever. And this was the time, just like we have Kamayim Panim Apanim, we have our Ahava, which we gave to the Eibishter, so too the Eibishter loves us, Mishkan Ha'edus Shavitar Ha'Maisa Ha'Egel. So the Mishkan, as long as it's there, we have the Eidus that he was Mevatar on the Maisa Ha'Egel. But the money that we gave toward the Mishkan, which did not go into the physical building, that Ahava which we gave, and Hashem reciprocates back to us that Ahava, Kamayim Panim Apanim, that lasts forever. So even now, between the Batei Mikdash, when there was no Beis HaMikdash, Afal Pikin, Hashem says, Hini la yonav la yishon shermi Yisrael, ein lefon ha'sheina. I don't go to sleep. My Ahava for Klal Yisrael is always here. I'm always watching over for them. And that's Divrei Chizik going into the Yom Tov of Purim to always remember that daiva ha'isa, there was extra money and that lasts forever. And kamayim panim ha'panim, the Ahava we show to Hashem, which we were zeicha from that, shevitar ha'maisa ha'egel, that lasts forever because there was extra money which didn't go into anything physical and it's always there. The Chassam Sofer, and this I heard from Rabbi Lazan Nissen Rubin at Afyomi Magad Shir, B'Shem Nechsam Sofer, it says, Yeshnoi Am Echad. Yeshnoi, also a Lashon of Yashin, of sleeping. Zog Nechsam Sofer, what was Haman's Kitchuk on Klal Yisrael? The Kitchuk was, yes, they're doing mitzvahs, they're putting on tefillin, they're learning Torah, they're eating matzah on Pesach, they're shaking a lulav on Sukkot. But Yeshnoi, Lashon of Yashin, sleeping, they're doing it for shluft. Sometimes we do mitzvahs and we're so used to it. As we get older, it comes like a yearly cycle and we're always doing things, we're always learning, we're always davening. There's a certain regilus that can come into it. We do things like a robot sometimes. And that's what Haman was saying. Yeshnoi Amecha, you're doing it for shluch. And that itself is enough for the kitchuk of a Haman. It's a scary thought, but a person, we have to put a fire and a bread into our avodas Hashem and make it alive and make it that we're not sleeping. Otherwise, Haman has his taina of Yeshnoi Amecha, the sleeping nation. We're doing it for shluf. That's words of inspiration. The person we're coming to do avodas Hashem, we're coming to a Purim and to do it with energy and with a geshmak and with a brand. So we shouldn't be chas v'shalom Yeshnoi Amecha. And a third thought, Haman finishes off. Mefuzer umefarei ben ha'amin. We're separate and spread out amongst the nation. We're scattered. And the Mefarshim say this represents a lack of achdus. When Klal Yisrael has a lack of achdus, and we're mefuzer umefarei ben ha'amin. And if we're mesaken that achdus, we're mesaken the kitrug that Haman had in Klal Yisrael. And just a thought I want to share. Someone told me a beautiful idea. I thought it was a very nice thing. People go around and give shalach manis. And people give their friends, their family. And especially with children, there's always that one or two kids in the class who are a little bit less popular, and they're sitting by their window in their house, and their siblings are getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shalach manis, and they have none. And it's really, really difficult and sad for that child. If every person can tell their child, pick one person in your class who you think is less popular, and let's go to his house to give him shalach manis, that would be an unbelievable tikkun for this mefuzer mefuzer ben ha'amim. You will make a lichtig apurim for that child. He has nothing, sitting there by the window, and brighten up his day. Haman said mefuzer mefuzer ben ha'amim. If we could find someone, not only by children, adults also, think of at least one person who you can make his day bright. You could take him from sitting there by the window, and he's unpopular, no one's coming, and you can go and be mesameachim. Haman said mefuzer mefuzer, we're separate, there's no achdus. We're going to make a v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, we're going to make an achdus and a ahava, and a brotherhood in Klal Yisrael by going out of our way for people who we know are going to have a harder time on Purim and being mesameach them. So those are the three ideas I wanted to share. The first idea, Hine layodim v'layishon shami Yisrael, Hashem never sleeps, dai v'hayisir, we give extra money that wasn't put into anything physical. That lasts forever. So even though Haman thinks kaviyachol yeshno yamecha, the one who says about him, Hashem echad, is sleeping, chas v'shalom ein sheinu lefani, Hashem never goes to sleep, and his ahava for Klal Yisrael will always be there, he always loves us. The second thought, the Chassam Sofer says, yesh no yamechad. Haman says, yes, you're doing mitzvahs, but we're doing it for shluf, to put a bread in the fire in avodas Hashem. And the third idea, mefozer mefarer ben ha'amin, we're spread out, we're scattered with a lack of achdus. Let's find someone on Purim who we think is a little bit less popular, and go over specifically to him, and spend a few minutes in his house and talk to him, and brighten up his Purim, and make an achdus and a hava and a brotherhood in Klal Yisrael. That's going to be a tikkun that we should all have. A freilich, a lichtig, a Purim, b'zeicha, mirtz Hashem, b'schus that, to the B'yaskoy al-Tedek, m'her, b'yemenu, amen.